In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Right now, it is time for a very special guest. Joining us now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline, from radio.com is sports NFL insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. It's his new show out right now on radio.com. Go to radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app. How you doing today, Ross?
I'm doing awesome. I don't know, though, that you guys know what you did to the Philadelphia area and Eagles fans, though. I grew up outside of Philly. I still live here. I do the Eagles preseason games on TV. I do their pregame radio, and, man, it's bad. It's about as bad as I can remember it in a long time up here right now.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because we've got Cataldi here with us on the air right now. Cataldi, do you want to weigh in on what we've done, the Cowboys did to Philly?
Nah, I don't want to weigh in on it right now.
Hi, KT.
Hey.
Well, we love listening in to the whip of Philly.
They would disgrace themselves.
That's a lot of that going on in Philly.
That's a lot of good stuff there.
How do you have tolerance for that kind of crap, Ross?
What's that?
How do you have tolerance for that type of sports talk radio? It seems to probably test a man's will a little bit, I would think.
You know what? I love it, and everybody in Philly loves it because I grew up with it. You know what I mean? I mean, I can remember when I was 7, 8, 9, 10 listening to Angelo. He's a legend, and I will say this. You know, every head coach or manager of any sport in the city talks to him at least once a week. And he commands a lot of respect. He asks the tough questions. And I think a lot of times he's coming from the perspective of where a lot of the fans are coming from, right or wrong.
Right. Yeah, no. We totally understand that. And, you know, actually, Ben and I, we don't really try to position ourselves as hard-hitting journalists. We grew up in Dallas, so we're not in any way unbiased. We want the Mavericks and the Cowboys and the Rangers and the Stars to win every single time they go out and play. We're fans of those teams. We grew up here. And if you work in the sports business, I don't understand how you would just quit enjoying sports as a fan. Never really seemed to make sense to me, but that's a different conversation. I guess what I do want to know, though, from a Cowboy perspective is you look at the Eagles' schedule and you go, okay, I could see them getting back into this, but they seem to have a lot of problems. What is your prognosis for that team moving forward? Are they going to get their act together at some point?
Well, I think some of it depends on, you know, when certain guys get healthy. You know, they have not had DeSean Jackson since five plays into the second game of the year, and he was unbelievable in the first game. And I think it's made a big difference. They don't really have another deep threat. And even when he wasn't making big plays, he was opening things up for the other guys. I don't know. I mean, at this point, he's now missed five games in a row. So whatever's going on, and really most of the sixth game, he barely played against the Falcons. So haven't been able to get any clarity on his injury or when he'll be back. That's a big one. Tim Jernigan, the D tackle, is a big one as well because they lost Malik Jackson for the season. Here's the deal. Their next four games are Bills, Bears, Patriots, Seahawks. If they can split those four, and maybe even go 3-1, but if they can split those four and go 2-2, then they will be 5-6 and end the season against Dolphins, Giants, Redskins, Cowboys at home, and Giants. They've got a very good chance to win those last five games. Obviously, the Cowboys being the biggest one amongst them. So that's really, they need to find a way to win two of these next four games, and then they have a decent chance to still go 10-6 or probably 9-7 at worst.
All right, I want to ask you about the story. Adam Schefter in a pregame show was talking about the idea that, hey, maybe after this season, Tom Brady would consider going to another team, that he had his contract was set up where he could void it out if he wanted to. He could bail. His trainer's selling his house. He's selling his house. It's a lot of speculation, obviously, but could you ever see a scenario in which Tom Brady would leave the Patriots to go play somewhere else at his age?
Yeah, so I played with Tom, and I played in New England in 05 and 06, and I always said that he was going to end his career somewhere else because he is the most stubborn, self-motivated guy I've ever met. So I felt like, you know, even at age 38 or 40 or whatever, he would still think he can play at a high level, and that at some point Belichick would decide, you know what? He's really not playing at high enough of a level anymore. And Belichick's so unsentimental that he would move on. So I felt like it would come to that point at some point, but that was before he was still winning Super Bowls at 41 and still undefeated, you know, this year at 42 or whatever he is, right? So I always thought that would happen. I think it's too late now. I mean, I really do. I think if anything, he retires after this year, or maybe if he plays again, it's in New England. I think that ship has sailed, and that it might have happened the last 4 years. I know people are putting together, you know, all the reading the tea leaves and Adam did about the house and everything like that. I just think he wants to live elsewhere when he's done playing, and he's kind of getting a jump start on that, but can still have a place in New England. I think it probably has something to do with his kids and schooling or whatever. I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't put it at 0%. I mean, I'd put it at 5%, maybe 10% that he plays somewhere else. I still think it's 90-95% that he finishes his career with the Patriots.
Yeah, it's interesting. Pulling up your lifelong football roots at 43 seems like an interesting decision. All right, we're talking to Ross Tucker here on the Ben and Skin Show. I want to know your assessment of the Cowboys. What is their top end, in your opinion, and what are some of the things that might hold them back from being what the fans here want them to be?
So I still think that they have a chance to be a Super Bowl team. I just think it's going to be tough for them because the schedule gets a little bit tougher, and it's been at least 6 years since anybody other than a number one or number two seed has gone to the Super Bowl, and I think it's going to be pretty tough for them. You know, I mean, you look at what the Niners are doing. You look at what the Saints and Packers are doing. It's going to be pretty hard for the Cowboys to get the one or the two seed. I mean, I think they'll end up being the three or the four if they win the division, which there's a pretty good chance of that right now. And I think they are good enough where they could go and win three playoff games in a row, including two on the road. I just don't see it happening. I don't think they're consistent enough. I think I've actually been more disappointed maybe with their defense than their offense. I felt like Kellen Moore called a great game Sunday night. Dak played very well. I mean, everybody pretty much played well. And they are a different team for sure when Amari Cooper's back in the lineup and the difference that he made. And Kellen Moore was one step ahead of Jim Schwartz throughout. I guess I thought that their defense could really be dominating this year. And I still don't really see that. I thought they'd make more plays at the linebacker level. DeMarcus Lawrence had a huge play against Lane Johnson early in that game. They did make the strip on Dallas Goedert. I think that's their ceiling. I mean, I think if Jalen Smith and Van Der Esch are forcing fumbles, if DeMarcus Lawrence is getting home and forcing fumbles, I really think they're as good as anybody. I just think the shame of it is at this point is that they're going to have to do it two playoff games on the road, even after they win a playoff game at home. I think that's tough. I mean, they're going to have to go to the Superdome or, you know, go to Lambeau in back-to-back weeks, or maybe even go to San Francisco. We'll see. I think that's asking a lot. I mean, there's a reason why no team has done it. But I think that they have the ability to be as good as those teams at that point. I think they have the talent and the ability. I just, you know, with them playing the way they did the last couple of weeks and losing the Jets, they just made it a lot tougher road on themselves.
I think it's interesting that you brought up the 49ers. Are you buying that? They're 6-0. Obviously kind of one really impressive victory when they shut down the Rams offense, but other than that, they haven't, you know, played a ton of people, and you can only play who's on the schedule. But are you buying that the San Francisco could legit be a team to go get home field in the NFC?
Yeah, I am. Especially when they get guys like McGlinchey and Joe Staley, both their tackles back. When they get Kyle Juszczyk, their fullback back. I mean, they're beating teams. Those are three important players for them. I mean, you guys saw what the Cowboys were like without their top two offensive tackles. And the Niners are winning anyway. They are dominant on defense. I mean dominant. You know, what they did to the Rams, I mean, they're giving up less than 150 yards a game passing. They're shutting out teams on the regular, and they come at you in waves with all these guys that were first-round picks, top 10 picks, Armstead and Buckner and Bosa. That's what gives them a chance, and they run the ball very effectively. It's kind of interesting because that's kind of what the Saints are doing right now, too. They're playing great D, and they're running the ball pretty effectively behind that offensive line. I think that absolutely gives them a chance to potentially have home field advantage. I haven't looked at their schedule the rest of the way, and, of course, I think they still have to play the Seahawks twice. But, yeah, I'm buying that. I love the Niners. I'm kind of adopting them for the rest of the year just because nice. I love the way they're playing. Their D coordinator cracks me up every time they make a stop. Like, he gets these veins in his forehead. He starts flexing. 1,000% chance, by the way, that guy gets a head coaching job because there's going to be some owner that sees him on the red zone flexing and going berserk, and they're going to say, that's the guy I need. That's who I want. Might even be Jerry. I mean, if the Cowboys stumble and they fire Garrett, might even be Jerry that just says, that's who we need. We need that dude that's all jacked up for the Niners.
All right, I like that. Let's talk about that. So Jason Garrett on the hot seat. We know that Jerry would love to retain him, keep him, extend him forever. He loves Jason Garrett, but he's saying there's something out there you need to go. You got to go get it. There's a carrot out there. But hypothetically, if things fell apart, the Cowboys didn't reach the playoffs, and Garrett got fired, do you think he'd be coveted? I mean, do you think he'd immediately get a job as a head coach?
That's a good question. I think you guys know this, but, you know, both Atlanta and Baltimore wanted to hire him and he declined and ended up being the Cowboys coach instead. Let me say this. As a guy that went to Princeton, I can say this. It looks real good on your resume. And it looks real good to billionaire owners. Like, when he comes in for those interviews and Princeton educated, the way he carries himself, like, he carries himself as the guy that you would want representing your franchise. He's very bright. Handles himself amongst the media extremely well. If you're a guy that you have to, like, hand over the keys of your organization to somebody, he really fits the mold. I mean, for 20 years now, anytime someone says, what college did you go to? And I say Prince, like, oh, smart guy, which I'm not at all. Football helped me get in, but they at least think that. You know what I mean? Like, you're at least ahead of the game. So I do think he would be coveted. Now, would he be more coveted than Lincoln Riley or Urban Meyer or the Niners D coordinator Robert Saleh in between bicep curl sets? I don't know. I don't know if he'd be more coveted than those guys. It would depend on the amount of change that happens, but I think that there are also some things in his favor. I mean, look, you know, they've won playoff games. They've hosted playoff games the last few years with a quarterback that a lot of people, I think is average in Dak Prescott. They won a playoff game last year. They were the number one seed, Dak's rookie year. I mean, those are really feathers in his cap. Last year they were 3-5, and he found a way when everybody thought, oh, he's done, he's being fired, it's over. He was able to rally them to go ahead and win the division and win a playoff game. So I think he has some – I know Cowboys fans don't like him, but he's got a lot of really good things on his resume. So, yeah, I think he would be coveted. I guess my question is, what do you think the breaking point is? Like, if they don't make the playoffs, I'm sure he's getting let go. That's the
right,
beauty of it for Jerry, by the way. They don't even have to pay him. I mean, his contract's just expired. If they go to the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, he's obviously getting a new contract and he's staying. My question is, what happens if they make the playoffs and win one playoff game? Or what happens if they make the playoffs and don't win any? What's your sense on that?
Well, on this show, we have varying opinions. I believe that if he makes it to the NFC Championship game and they get beat soundly, he's gone. He's been here as the head coach for over a decade. You know, Jerry and them, they haven't been to an NFC title game since the mid-90s. Their patience for not getting it done, and they have been more patient with him than anybody could possibly imagine. So if they go to the NFC title game and they get beat soundly, I don't think he's back.
Yeah, Skin was saying gets to the Super Bowl or he's fired. I say he gets to the NFC Championship game or he's fired. So regardless, lofty expectations, and he's got to get them to the next level or he's not coming back.
That's okay. So what you guys are saying is if they win a home playoff game and then they go to Green Bay or to the Superdome and lose,
not good enough.
Him.
Not good enough.
I think he's got to get them to the championship game, and if he does that, that's fine. If he gets them to the conference championship, he's coming back.
I think he needs to either get to the Super Bowl or barely lose the title game to keep his job.
So, I think that's fair. I would just say, as a guy that started seven memorable games at left guard for the Cowboys in 2002 and is thus an expert on Dallas Cowboys. I still laugh at when we would go to hotels, how many fans were there. Because I played for five teams. By far, three times as many fans when I was with the Cowboys than any other team. And I remember thinking, like, do they know we stink? I was there the last seven games of the Campo era. So all I would say is, careful what you wish for a little bit, right? I mean, you guys remember what Chan Gailey was and Campo and
we got Lincoln Riley coming.
And Wade Phillips and careful what you wish for.
We got Lincoln Riley coming, Ross. We're good. Hey, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
All right, see you, dudes, anytime.
There he goes, the great Ross Tucker.
He was great in that Thanksgiving Day game.
Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. His new show out on Radio.com. Just search Home on the Radio.com app. Thank you again, Ross, for joining us.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.